Earth, sky.
There's two ways to think about public health. One of the public health measures, that vaccination and preparedness and so on, but the other is the ecological, environmental, and social conditions that underlie our health, and that's where we're seeing the greatest threat for health from climate change.
You're listening to Dr. Paul Epstein, a medical doctor trained in tropical public health at Harvard Medical School. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Epstein is the author of the book Changing Planet, Changing Health, about how climate change is already impacting human health. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Epstein, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Hello, Jorge. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Dr. Epstein, what is the main finding of your book, Changing Planet, Changing Health?
Well, we look at climate change particularly, but also in the context of other changes going on in the global environment, to try to understand how that affects our health directly in terms of specific diseases, and also the larger context of how the environment and ecological systems that underpin us and support us, our life support systems, how changes there can affect our health.
Would you walk us through some of these connections that you've made of how human-caused climate change, how that puts people's health at risks? What's the evidence to back this up as well?
Sure. There are five areas that we deal with that is based on data, actually. I should emphasize not model and predictions, but data and so we look at the heat waves and the impact of heat waves. They are increasing in frequency, duration, and intensity, but it's also the disproportionate nighttime warming and winter warming over the long-range average that makes heat waves under climate change particularly lethal. The second area we look at is asthma and allergies, and here there are five ways in which burning fossil fuels affects asthma. And asthma has about doubled since 1980 in this country. One, a surprising finding, is that carbon dioxide levels, when they're high, increase ragweed production of pollen. They also stimulate early flowering trees in the spring. So spring and fall allergies we may be feeling the effect of increased pollen just from CO2. Forget climate change, global warming for a moment, just higher levels of CO2. The second is particulate matter from burning fossil fuels that help deliver the allergens, the spores, and the pollen deep into our lungs. They attach to one another. Three is ozone, ground-level ozone, another place where byproducts of burning fossil fuels influence the photochemical smog, the ground-level ozone. And then we're having an extension of the allergy and allergen season. We've seen in the Northern Hemisphere spring to fall extend 2 to 4 weeks depending on latitude. And finally, global warming itself means that we see more smog and higher temperatures in the city and more ragweed growing. So there are so many elements of fossil fuel combustion that may be contributing to this increasing epidemic of asthma.
Well, right. And this story of how human-caused climate change is affecting human health. This story is just a lot more complicated than perhaps like telling people about how a hole in the ozone is letting more sunlight in and it's causing skin cancer or say pollution is causing acid rain, and we can see that. But you're describing something that sounds a lot different.
Well, there are some very simple, direct ways. And that, we talked about heat waves, clearly that is a direct impact, and we're seeing more heat waves and a greater extent than, as I described, climate change affects the quality of them. The asthma story is complex, so let's look at the infectious disease, their temperature and range and extremes and clusters of problems, outbreaks of waterborne, rodent-borne, mosquito-borne. These are rather direct. When we get to the indirect is when we look at the diseases that are affecting other taxonomic groups. In other words, forest pests, marine diseases, agricultural pests and diseases. And there the connection is more indirect, but bark beetles, for instance, in the west of this country, they're decimating spruce forests. And that sets the stage for, first of all, they're overwintering. The beetles are overwintering, moving to higher altitudes, higher latitudes, sneaking in more generations each year. And the trees are getting weaker because the drought and the heat dries the rosin in the bark that drowns the beetles as they try to drive through the bark. So the defenses are down, the pest is emboldened, and that can lead to forest fires, which releases pollutants, including carcinogens, and lead to injuries and death and property loss and so on. So it's a little more indirect, but it is the underlying systems that support our health and well-being.
Well, Dr. Epstein, thank you for speaking with us today. This is my final question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about the health risks from climate change?
Well, there are impacts of climate change that are affecting us right in our own backyards in developed nations. Heat waves, mosquito-borne disease, tick-borne disease, poison ivy gets boosted by more CO2, and the chemical within it that irritates our skin is getting stronger. There are real local impacts of how climate change and changing weather patterns are affecting our health directly. But it's the indirect impacts through the ecological systems, through our crops, our forests, our marine life, that these are the systems that underlie our health, give us oxygen, clean the air, provide our food, provide our shelter, and so on. These are the real underpinnings of our public health and well-being. These are the areas that are affected by climate change and climate instability.
You've been listening to Paul Epstein, Associate Director of the Center for Health and the Global Environment at Harvard Medical School. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.